Good afternoon. Welcome. So as you might have heard in the foundational session, today we are introducing hybrid connections. This is a cool new feature in Azure that's going to enable hybrid connectivity for applications. So let's get started. Hope you guys had a good lunch. And I think there's plenty of room. So I think as we look at how as the evolving infrastructure in enterprises, until a few years ago, the model of a corporate network was this private local network on which the enterprises deployed most of their infrastructure. And this consisted primarily of their databases, your Oracle, your SAP, your SQL, of course. And there's a bunch of other resources that you have in terms of your websites, your worker roles, your VMs, your servers. All of this has definitely been sandboxed in the context of the corporate network. And the enterprises were typically isolated with a firewall around it, with a DMZ. And access was granted invariably through this few VPN gateways, and everything was locked down. Now, as with cloud computing, I think the offer of the economics and prices driving down, as well as the incredible scale and resiliency that is available to every one of us, from the smallest companies to the largest enterprises, I think it's very compelling to actually deploy a lot of your resources, adopt the flexibility, and move and deploy resources there. But invariably, then that becomes this need in order to connect these two assets that span across what's been either legacy or compliance or security reasons that stay on-prem with the resources that you want scale for and are open and can be deployed to the cloud. There's a bunch of resources that that the model that we've typically adopted for hybrid applications in that scenario is you can have these assets locked down virtual network on Azure, and you can connect via site-to-site VPN or an express route from your Azure assets over to your on-prem resources. And that makes a lot of sense for applications that you want to actually keep as a part of your corporate network and connect them together, and you're basically scaling into the cloud for that reason. However, there are a lot of other assets that get left out of this scenario. Primarily, for example, there is websites, which which runs on shared infrastructure. There's Azure Mobile Services also running on shared infrastructure. There's the upcoming API management service. Now, some of these over the course of time may be able to support dedicated able to run on a virtual network, but not every application is the economics of it or the practicality of it may dictate that that's not a likely possibility. So how do you actually tie up the hybrid connectivity for those type of scenarios as well? Also, there's a lot of overhead associated with building these type of hybrid applications. From the deployment that you go through in order to set up these virtual networks, as well as from assets such as Service Bus, and you can use Azure Queues in order to do the decoupling and build these type of applications. So as we look ahead, I think our goal for Azure as a platform is to provide customers agility and flexibility. And that means that you have to be able to deploy your resources where it makes the best sense, be able to move them from one place to another, and build these applications rapidly, deploy them, test them. You want to be able to leverage the service that makes the best sense for your application, for your scenario, for your requirement, rather than be dictated by what is supported and what isn't. And finally, access to the on-prem resources, you don't have to deploy custom code. You shouldn't have to set up dedicated infrastructure in order to light up these type of scenarios. And finally, you want to secure access without major changes to the network configuration, right? You don't want to be able to re-architect your enterprise network just because you are lighting up these additional scenarios. So with that in mind, I think we want to make sure also that while we are opening up these scenarios, the enterprise admins have, you know, vested interest in being able to control and, you know, visibility for the applications. So with that in mind, we are introducing hybrid connections. This is a fast and easy, cool new way to build applications that is previewing today. The great thing about it is that it lets you connect to Azure websites and mobile services to on-prem resources. While it lights up these new scenarios for connectivity, the access that admins have, they continue to be able to monitor, to be able to look at who has access to these resources and what's going on. So that doesn't change. And finally, this is a feature of the new Azure BizTalk services. So with that, let me just talk about the key features. Now, the key thing about hybrid connections is that it lights up access to SQL servers, to web services, basically any service that uses TCP or HTTP for connectivity. Now, this, of course, spans a very large spectrum of capabilities and applications on the enterprise, from Oracle databases to SAP to, there's a bunch of other MySQL CRM solutions that light up, that fall into this bucket. There's, of course, support from a lot of different frameworks. We support .NET. We'll support PHP, Java, Python, Ruby. For websites, and of course, Node.js and .NET for mobile services. The key aspect of hybrid connections is that you don't have to alter your VPN. You don't have to deploy a VPN gateway or open up your firewall to traffic to allow incoming traffic into your corporate network. And finally, applications have access only to the resource that they require. It makes no sense for an application that is, requires an access to, either one or two different assets on your corporate network should have access to the whole network. The advantage of hybrid connections here is, of course, that it provides access to just the resource. And finally, possibly very importantly, I think it ensures hybrid connections allows the enterprise admins to maintain and control the resources that they are guardians of. So in that sense, we support group policy, and we have event and audit logging support that is tied into the existing investments that infrastructure that enterprises have. We also are introducing today a free edition of BizTalk services. Given that hybrid connections is now a feature of BizTalk services, we want to make sure that it's very easy for developers to adopt and use and try hybrid connections. You can now do so at no charge. And all of the existing BizTalk service tiers now include hybrid connections as well. Right? So look at how hybrid connections works, right? So, I have my Azure websites and mobile services that may be hosted out on Azure. And on the corporate network, I have my SQL database, let's say, and other possible resources like web services, maybe an Oracle or a MySQL database that I want to access. Now, the simple and logic and intuitive way that hybrid connections enables this is that you instantiate a hybrid connection. You basically specify this by designating the resource that you want to access on the corporate network. And I'm going to walk through the experience around it, and it's fairly straightforward. And there is an agent or a connector that gets deployed on the corporate network, which we call the Hybrid Connection Manager. The Hybrid Connection Manager discovers itself, the hybrid connection that it needs to talk to. All of this is seamless from the administrator or the user standpoint. It also discovers that because you specified this information that the user is trying to access a specific resource on the corporate network, let's say a SQL database. And the website or the mobile service just hooks up or wires up to the hybrid connection. And of course, you can publish, each hybrid connection represents a specific resource, so you can actually add more resources that you represent through hybrid connections, right? All right, so with that in mind, let's switch over and actually see this working, right? Okay. All right, so I have an application here that you probably saw earlier today if you attended the foundational session, the visitors app that Scott talked about, Scott Hanselman spoke about today. So this is a fairly straightforward app. It's, it conceptually represents the fact that you can actually sign in onto your local network, right? You know, as you have visitors visiting your enterprise, you can register and sign them in. So this is a pretty vanilla application. I'm actually just going to run it locally. So as it's set up right now, it's wired up to run locally on IIS and access a SQL database on-prem. So so let's actually look at it running, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new instance of this. And and you know, while it's coming up, I just want to show you this. So if you look at the connection string, I hope you guys can read this, but you know, it is accessing a resource, and I have a SQL server that is set up, which, here it is, Santosh CAW. And that's my SQL server on-prem. Actually, this is a server that is hosted at, in my office in Redmond, and it just it is under my desk right now, right? All right, so with that in mind, actually, I missed this, so I have to restart this, sorry. So let me actually do this, yeah. All right, so so as you can see, I'm hitting localhost, the website comes up, and you know, keep think to mind, you know, right now there's no users registered, right? So there's no users, right? So I'm gonna register, I'm sorry. The new visitor. So there's one visitor already in the database. I can add a new visitor, right? So let's say Josh is visiting, and his email address is jt@contoso.com. I'm going to hit save. So, you know, I've just registered a user. Now, of course, this is on the SQL database on my corporate network, right? Simple and easy, all right. So with that, I'm just gonna stop this and take a look. So now, what I wanna do is I wanna deploy this application, this website to Azure while I wanna keep my SQL server on my corporate network. It continues to stay under my desk. Hopefully, you know, most people would not do that, but this is my development machine. Now, with that, I'm going to actually publish this, right? So now, the way that this application is set up is slightly unique in the sense that, you know, when I'm going to deploy this, it's actually going to overwrite the connection string for the SQL database with the SQL Azure database. Now, I was actually going to initially fix this application so it doesn't do that because I wanted to demo hybrid applications, but you know, thinking again, I thought that that's actually a very cool feature. So I'm actually going to go ahead and deploy this application and let it talk to SQL Azure, right? So let's say if I fire this up and I'm going to publish this, right? So I've already set up an Azure website. It's called HC Visitors, and I'm going to publish this application as it is, and we're going to see this run on Azure. So in the meantime, while the site gets deployed, I'm going to switch over to the new preview portal of Windows Azure. Now, this is the website. It's hopefully getting deployed very soon. Yep, here it is. Okay. Now, You have to remember that this is actually hitting a database that was already configured. So it's coming up. And you know, this is the same database that was used this morning for the foundational demo. And you can actually see that that this has the SQL Azure database that Scott used. It has 12 visitors, right? So this was from the demo this morning. I think as Scott ran through it, there were 12 visitors registered, and in fact, it shows that when it's running on Azure, it's running in the context of SQL of Scott. Now, all of this information it actually pulled from the SQL Azure database, right? Now that's key to note, but it's very nice. Let's actually go over and fix this. Okay. Before we do that, I'm actually going to wire up a hybrid connection on this website. So I'm going to scroll down. This is the blade for my website. I'm going to open up the hybrid connections. I'm going to add a hybrid connection. And as I mentioned, it's actually fairly straightforward to add a hybrid connection. I don't have one configured yet that I want to use. I do have a Bistrox service, but that's not the one I want to use today. So I'm going to call this, let's say, CenterC AW, because actually that is the host name. So, and I'm going to specify the host name and is the port. And I'm also going to create a new Bistrox service here. Now, I can create a free edition. This is something that we just introduced. It's in preview. So I'm going to give it a name. Let's say it's hybrid connections at Techet, right? All right, so I register this, and I set it up. Okay. So one thing you may have noticed that when I actually created this hybrid connection, I specified, now I'm doing all of this on Azure. The server name that I used was the name of a server that actually exists only on the Microsoft corporate network. It's, there's no logical way in which this could, as of now, be resolved by this website. But given that that's my intent, I've actually established that by specifying this in the hybrid connection, right? So, what happened there? Oh, I don't know what happened. Let me just open it up. So I'm going to re-enter this information. Oh, I know why. Actually, the service is taking a few seconds to spin up. That's why the connection hasn't showed up yet. All right. So I'm going to hold off and wait for it to show up. Okay. So in the meantime, I think I just wanted to call out a few things. So so this website is now ready, and it continues to exist on SQL Azure, while I have another database that I want to actually redeploy. All right. So my connection has now showed up. And I am going to go ahead and open up. And right now, this is just a virtual hybrid connection. It's just an instance. It represents an intent to connect, but nothing has happened yet, right? So I actually open up this hybrid connection, and I say that I want to do a listener setup, which is I want to set up my on-premise connector, right? So I can actually do this from here, but it makes really, I want to be on the Microsoft corporate network where I do this. So I'm going to remote desktop into the machine that on my network. All right. So this is connecting. So let me just refresh this. So this is the same website. I'm going on the portal. I'm going to go down and And I just click on this link that's going to come up over here. And all it says is install and configure now. I click this link, and this is going to fire up an application that is going to launch. And you know, it asks my permission to run. I click OK. It starts running. And at this point, it is going to go ahead and install the connector. It's going to configure itself. It's going to discover that the hybrid connection that I or the website that I want to connect to, the connectivity that I wanted to establish, all of that information is now discovered. Now, with that in mind, if I close this now, I should see that the connection has appeared, right? So if I, there you go. Now the website is connected to my database, right? Now, of course, the connection string on the website is still pointing to the SQL Azure database, so let's go ahead and make that change, right? So I'm going to go back over here and open up the website. And I'm going to use the Kudu console in order to make the change on the website in real time. So as you know, this is the, you guys are familiar with this, hopefully, but the Kudu console is a really cool feature. So I can, you know, now I can, I'm live editing the website, debug console on it, and I can navigate to the site code and open up the web config on the website. Okay. So if you look at the connection string over here, you know, this is some database name on Windows, database.windows.net, which is the domain for SQL Azure, right? And it uses some information. Now, the connection string for my local database is over here, right? It's I'm going to just turn over, and I'm going to update this connection string. Right. And that's it. I'm going to hit save. And well, now that it's saved, I'm going to refresh this web page. Whoa, got what I wanted. So let me restart the website. I don't think the change is taken yet. Fortunately, this takes a few seconds for the website to come back up. It's restarting. So for the delay, usually it takes the change right away. You don't have to. I was getting a little impatient there. Go ahead and make, while we're waiting, and then we'll just re-verify the change that we made for the website.
Oh.
Ah, that's a mistake that I made, sorry. Edit it quicker than the other one that was live. Ah, there you go. So it comes, you know, this is the original on-prem database that I was intending to connect to, and now I'm back in the context of my login, right? And you can see that here I have the visitors that I'd originally registered. So it was a simple matter here of actually deploying a website, configuring a hybrid connection. What we did when in order to configure this was specify the on-prem resource that we wanted to target. We specified the name of the resource, we specified the port on which we wanted to listen to, and we made a change to the database config and to the website's config, and that's it. That, you know, we have end-to-end connectivity now between a website and a SQL server, right? So with that, let's actually go ahead and take a deeper look into what happened here. So the fundamental thing is that we have demonstrated here the ability to just lift and shift. You can take an existing website or a web workload and just move it while it continues to communicate with its on-prem resources, with its on-prem data, without making any major changes to the code. All we did was a few configuration gestures, right? Taking a deeper look, I think we from the website, we first instantiate the notion of a hybrid connection. Sorry, I think there's something wrong here, but the color is not displaying correctly on the icons. And there is the hybrid connection manager that gets instantiated. It discovers that it needs to, you know, when you create the hybrid connection, you specify the address of the on-prem resource. We instantiate and connect from the hybrid connection manager. It connects back to the hybrid connection. It discovers the resources it wants to connect to and establishes end-to-end connectivity. So that's the overall flow. Let's take another look at how you actually do this for mobile services. Right, so I'm going to switch back and... I have here a vanilla mobile service. It's your .NET to-do app. I've not made any changes to it except for make some commented changes that are currently commented out. But this is an application that you can actually host on Azure as it is, right? So I can take a mobile service. I can actually, you know, we also introduced in mobile services very recently the ability to do a local debug or local development of your mobile service. So I'm going to use that feature, and I'm going to enable and run this local service over here, right? Now, this service is, of course, also configured to talk to MySQL Server. So normally, you know, by default, when you download and run this application, it talks to local DB. I've made a change in order to talk to the local. And I'm going to fire up a Windows 8.1 app. So this is a usual Windows Store app that's part of the mobile services. And I'm going to connect to this. Right? So if I was to query this data, this is from this is pulling data from my local SQL database. And I'm going to add a new work item here, and I'm going to hit save. right? So so this has updated the to-do item list on the website and on the local database. And with that, I'm going to stop debugging here. I'm going to shut down the mobile service. And I'm going to switch over and make a few changes to the code. And I'm also going to set up a hybrid connection for this mobile service. So the experience for mobile services for hybrid connections is somewhat different. What we've done at this stage is that you have to, given that we already, you know, you can't create a hybrid connection yet from the mobile service experience, but you know that feature should be available shortly. But given that I've already connected to established a connection to my SQL Server, I'm just going to reuse that existing connection. And fortunate, and you know that feature is over here. So what you're looking at here is my mobile service, and I'm looking at the configure tab on it, and I'm going to go ahead and add a hybrid connection for this mobile service. Now the SQL Server that I was communicating with, oops. Oh, I think it loads that. All right. The BizTalk services are populated when you open the configure tab. And given that I just created the BizTalk service, I need to refresh the tab over here. And now if I look at this, so I'm going to go ahead and create a new connection here. It's perplexing. So with that, I'm now setting up a new connection. And I'm going to go back to my website. And I'm going to add this connection over here. I'm also going to make a change to the app settings. So what I have here is I'm going to define the SQL connection string that I have for this database, which is the .test.net database that I'm using. And I'm also going to set up I'm going to add these. So as of now, nothing has changed, though, because while I've added these new configuration elements to my mobile service, you know, I haven't, you know, made any changes to my mobile service to actually to adopt these, right? So, you know, before I do that, I also want to make sure that this connection is completely refreshed on the website. So, okay, so this has now been established, and I'm going to go ahead and go to my BizTalk service. I'm going to open this connection, and I'm going to redeploy create a connector for this. So the experience from the BizTalk service experience. So I've shown you earlier the experience that we had for the websites, and now we're looking at the same experience of actually downloading and installing the hybrid connection manager from the BizTalk service experience. And with that, I'm going to get this started. That's it, the connection is set up. Now let's go ahead and make a change to our website. So with that, I'm going to switch over and uncomment these original lines of code that I had. So I'm first going to make a change to the Zoomo service. And this is over in the to-do context. So when the mobile service loads up, it actually is right now configured to use a local connection string. And I'm actually going to make a change so that it loads that connection string now from the app settings that I've already configured. So this was configured as a to-do on-prem database. So I'm going to save that. And I'm going to build and deploy this. So I'm going to go ahead and publish this. Right, so while this is being deployed, I'm also going to go ahead and make a change to the local client, the Windows Store version of the to-do client, so that this now, instead of talking to the local version of the mobile service that we showed earlier, it's now going to address the one on Azure. So this is already set up, and just uncomment these lines and comment these out. Right, and now I'm ready to build and run this one. So with this, I'm going to now target the mobile service that is hosted on Azure. And as you can see, this mobile service was, I've already configured this to talk to the local database. And I'm now going to go ahead and build. Start a new instance of this. You need to start an instance of this, sorry. So with the application coming up, I think I can refresh the data. There you go. Now, I'm going to go ahead and add the item. And this should now be saved on my local database, right? So let's go ahead and switch over to my database. This is a connection. And I have over here a SQL Server Management Studio, which has the test.net database. And we just added the work item that was called testing. So I'm just going to go ahead and look at the table for the to-do items and do a selection. And there you go. Here's the item that I just added. So the mobile service that I targeted was hosted on Azure. It was communicating with the database that I configured via the app settings to talk to that was on the corporate network. And the connectivity was established in the same manner as we saw earlier with the hybrid connections. Right. So coming back, I think let's continue and take a deeper look at hybrid connections. So right. So there are a few things that you should understand about how hybrid connections works. The first is that each hybrid connection represents a given on-prem resource. It represents a single resource, and applications can use multiple hybrid connections. So, for example, if there are multiple, either a different database and a web service that you want to integrate into your mobile application or your website, you represent each of them with different hybrid connections. And multiple applications can also share a hybrid connection. So once a resource has been published, it is available to different applications on Azure to leverage. And finally, it's the hybrid connection manager that is the component that gets installed on the corporate network. It can be used for multiple different hybrid connections. Now, there are a few constraints when you use hybrid connections that should be kept in mind. Primarily, we support static TCP ports. So resources rely primarily on dynamic port allocation. I think those are the type of applications that cannot be supported. Hybrid connections don't buffer or inspect traffic. So any negotiation that happens, for example, if you want to use transport layer security, that is negotiated between the website and the resource that is being accessed. So there's end-to-end security between those. If there are applications that are doing dynamic port redirection, so examples of those are like passive mode FTP, or there are specific corner scenarios in SQL availability groups, like when you have read-only intent, those will not be supported with hybrid connections. The other thing is security. Primarily, hybrid connections relies on shared access signature authorization. Each of the different components that connect back to a hybrid connection, which is to say that from your corporate network and the component that connects from the application side, each of them are separate, have separate credentials, and they have separate rights. And that allows you to basically independently you leverage those roles in order to either roll the credentials independently or manage the security lifecycle completely separately for the hybrid application versus the resource that is being managed on-prem. And the final note here is that the application authorization is completely independent of the hybrid connection authorization. It's basically the application authorization gets layered on top, so that's a decision. That is, you can decide based on what the application requirements are. So, in practice, this is of course constrained by the end-to-end authorization mechanisms that are supported between the cloud and on-prem. Because obviously, any authorization mechanism you use and adopt is something that has to be supported on both sides. So, let's take a small walkthrough over the security aspects of hybrid connections. So. I'm just going to go back here to the portal. And so when you actually look at any hybrid connection, if I look at the managed connections, right, you see two sets of connection strings that are available to you. And these are backed by different sets of cryptographic keys. So there is a primary and a secondary connection string that is available to you for the application. That's the first set that you see over here. And the second set is for the on-premises connections. Now, of course, over time, you can add multiple. So for each application, you'll be able to add separate connection strings. And that allows you to basically manage, for example, if you wanted to revoke the access to a given application, you can do that without having to completely rework all of the credentials on your corporate network. Now, if I was to regenerate the keys, so one of the things that you saw in our earlier experience was that there was no credentials being transferred. And part of this was happening because all of the actions that we took, we were taking in the context of the Azure portal. So for example, when we created the hybrid connection, that was, of course, in the context of my Azure subscription. And when I created the website and linked it up back to the hybrid connection, that was also in the context of the same subscription. And hence, the website was able to discover and leverage the connection string that it could use, the application connection string that it could use in that hybrid connection. Similarly, from the on-prem side, when it connected back to it, the link that I clicked, the click once experience, was all designed in order to push that credential to the corporate network. So that allowed end-to-end connectivity to be established without the involvement of this hybrid, without passing credentials back and forth. Now, of course, you can change all of that. And for example, if we look at the hybrid connection over here, the website's experience, we also offer you the option to manually download and install the connector on-prem. And of course, you can copy these connection strings and pass them on to somebody who does not, for example, if and this is particularly useful if the hybrid connection is not in the same subscription as the website. Or if there are different roles for the on-prem management and administration versus the website administration. Another cool feature about this is that if you actually go and were to regenerate the primary application connection string, so for example, if I was to hit regenerate on this, now this was a connection string that was originally being used by the website. By virtue of my regeneration, the connection string is no longer valid. However, if I look at the website, this should now, I think it takes a few seconds, but it actually senses and discovers that the connection string has changed, and it offers you the option over here to sync those connection strings back to the website. So these are the different capabilities in terms of the security and the overall experience that has been integrated into the for both the applications as well as the on-prem side. So continuing our further conversation, there are a few deployment considerations when you choose to use hybrid connections. With hybrid connections, you have the ability to scale out the applications and the on-prem resources independently. So the hybrid connection manager, the on-prem component, can be deployed in front of, for example, a load balancer or a cluster. And that allows you, like if you were to use, for example, a SQL availability group or a SQL cluster, all of those can be supported with hybrid connections. When you're using availability groups, almost all of these are supported with a couple of exceptions like I mentioned earlier about the read-only intent and, for example, the multi-subnet failover. But almost every other scenario gets supported with this. You also have the ability to independently scale out the hybrid connection manager itself, and that gives you resiliency in terms of to disruptions to network traffic, or as well as if a particular instance for whatever reason is unavailable. There's also the advantage that this does load distribution. So if you have multiple instances of the hybrid connection manager connecting back to a single hybrid connection, the load gets distributed across all of them, and there's a round robin request distribution. All right. So we mentioned earlier that with hybrid connections, it was very important for us to keep the enterprise IT administrators in control. So when you actually manage a resource that is being published via a hybrid application, there are multiple ways in which enterprise admins can control it. The primary one being group policy. With group policy, you can determine who has access and how and which resources they can access. The administrators can turn the capability to publish resources from their corporate network on and off. They can designate which resources applications have access to. Event and audit logging is another fundamental aspect of IT admin control. Even after the connection gets established, administrators through the audit logging have insight into what resources are being accessed. And of course, with all of these audit logging and event logging infrastructure is tied into the existing Windows capabilities. So any investments that administrators make in terms of leveraging the audit and event logging from the system, from their networks, automatically gets capitalized. Right. And finally, there's the dashboard on the Azure portal where you have access to all of the connection health and the status information, as well as the insights in terms of the usage and metrics. As I mentioned earlier, hybrid connections are included in the BizTalk services. We've introduced a free tier. There is a certain amount of usage that gets included for every tier of the basic for BizTalk services going up with the scale. Right? So in summary, hybrid connections is the fastest way that you can build hybrid applications. The primary scenario that it lights up is the ability to lift and ship web applications to websites, right? While you continue to maintain your data on-prem and establish that connectivity. There's a further content that we're going to have through the course of TechEd. There are three different sessions. There's a session on the mobile line of business applications. There is another session that is specific to websites, what's new with Azure Websites. Stefan is going to be talking about more about the website integration. And then finally, there's the talk about the BizTalk services about hybrid integration solutions that friends Guru and Vinay and Mark here are going to cover. You can also find me later at the application services booth, and I'd be happy to take any questions you have. Right. Thank you. Right. So here are some further resources to enter your evaluations and evaluate the session. Great. Thank you.